Major General Daniel Justin, the South Sudan National Police Service spokesperson, says armed civilians clashed with security forces over a disputed piece of land in Korijik, Boma. Justin says officials from Juba County went to Korijik to assess whether the land belonged to the government or the community when they were attacked.
So when they went there, while walking, they were attacked by members from the community, the youth, some of them from Mundari, and the others are from Baria. As a result of those clashes, 6 people lost their lives and 1 seriously injured. Then the situation was brought under control by our forces.
Justin says police arrested dozens of suspects and CAM has returned to the area.
So we got the report, and then the authorities in Juba County went there to actually see the land. So before they reach where the place is, then the attack happens from the youth and from these 2 groups, and then resulted to the death of these people. And now we managed to arrest 53 suspects. We are now investigating them in Gudere police station.
Central Equatoria State Information Minister Andruga Mabe condemned the incident and urged residents of Juba County to remain calm and give authorities a chance to carry out their investigation.
We are now instructing our security organs there to maintain calm and to look for the perpetrator. This is always our demand. We would like to bring such kind of people who handle law into their hands and cause casualties and a lot of harm to the innocent civilians and above all to the government.
Mabe says every citizen has a right to own land, but they should follow the legal process for acquiring land. Juba County Commissioner Charles Joseph Wani also condemned the incident and urged state authorities to restore peace in the area.
We are saddened and deeply shocked on the brutal murder of innocent lives of unarmed civilians and injured many others in Korijik, Luri on 9th May 2023 by heavily armed Mundari people in collaborations with some individual SSPDF with sophisticated weapons who happen to attack the government forces who are on the official mission in the Korijik, Luri area. And they attack the innocent civilian while on the funeral raid place, killing several young man.
Wani says deadly attacks persist in Juba County due to the widespread presence of arms in the hands of civilians. He's calling on national authorities to expedite its plan of disarming the civilian population across the country. Community leaders in Central Equatoria have on several occasions complained about land grabs and accused some members of the organized forces and some internally displaced persons in Jonglei State's Bor County of land grabbing. In the past, the community leaders wrote an open letter to Governor Emmanuel Adil and urged him to address the matter. Last month, the Governor of Central Equatoria State, Emmanuel Adil, directed local chiefs and the Commissioner of Juba County to register all land around Juba in order to put an end to land grabs. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.